And so, with the cup held high, me the leave Croke Park, All-Ireland football champions for 1949.
Oh, beautiful me, you got all that I need.
Dempsey hits Darren Fay. Anthony Finnerty comes in and gives him a touch of the elbow. Colm Coyle hitting Finnerty. This is Colm's first punt. Finnerty, delayed reaction, looks around, sees Martin O'Connell coming in and thinks that the best action is to go down.
What a set of matches we've had. Four terrific and memorable games. Final score, Meath 2-10, Dublin 15.
So Joe McDonagh, GAA president, presents Sam Maguire to Graham Geraghty and Meath are the football champions.
Hello, listeners. You're very welcome to another edition of the We Are Meath podcast brought to you by Davey Rispin and myself, Mickey Brennan. This episode, Davey, it's getting closer to Christmas. And for the We Are Meath podcast, we've only got a few things left to go. We've got, of course, Nafina are still flying the flag for Meath. We'll get to them in a minute. We've got some under 19 finals. The Meath team took on the regional All Stars. And we have a couple of other things that we want to bring up on the podcast. So just, it's starting to quieten down now for the silly season.
Yeah, it is. I was thinking that tonight's game in a Baltic Dungani was probably the last, but I think there's one club team out there that are ensuring that we might just have another game before the turn of the year, which is great. But all things considered, yeah, it definitely is quieting down a bit, which is great.
Yeah, and it means that it gives us time over the next few weeks to bring out a few Loyal Royal podcasts over on our Patreon/WeAreMead site. And we've got some really good Loyal Royals podcasts coming to you. We've got the We Are Mead Junior B, the Junior A, Intermediate and Senior Teams of the Year from each of the championships. We're going to be putting out the Junior B Team of the Year this week. We'll also have a review of the Meath versus the Regional All-Stars team played on Monday night. And we'll be reviewing that one. And we'll have a look at the Meath panel and some players that impressed throughout the regional championship on that one. And we'll also be coming back in the next few weeks to the managerial merry-go-round, because, Davey, that's been quite interesting over the last few weeks. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, on our Instagram talking points, that's been one that's been coming up quite a bit as well.
Yeah, it's hilarious now that people from the actual clubs are asking us what's the latest within their own club. It's kind of gathering pace now at the minute, Mickey, and there's some jobs that are becoming still available and others that are actually being sorted. There was quite a bit of movement in the senior championship over the last week, I believe. So, yeah, it'll be fascinating for the next few weeks to see where that goes.
Yeah, we'll be revisiting that one either next week or the week after, so do stay tuned for that. But still a whole host of Loyal Royals podcasts coming to you. As we said, we will have the Junior B Team of the Year, the Junior B Championship Team of the Year going out this week, as well as the review of Meath versus the Regional All-Stars. But we're going to kick it off in one place, and we're going to go to Nafina, Davey. I suppose we'll go to Sunday, where Nafina's ladies had to travel all the way down to Mallow to take on Glanmire of Cork in the All-Ireland semi-final, having played on the Saturday in the All-Ireland Camogie Intermediate semi-final in Louth. These girls had to make the trip down, and it was just one step too far for them, and they ended up losing on a scoreline of 1-7 to 6 points. But this Nafina ladies football team can hold their heads so high.
They can, yeah, they can. And look, there will be a hint of regret there, I think, when it's a really tight and narrow margin like that. It probably makes you think, had things been different and had they had more time to prepare for it and everything like that, then maybe the result could have been different. But unfortunately, I said this last week, I feel for the few players that aren't dual players. Do you know, for those few players that the football was everything for them on the Sunday, It's not fair for anybody, but especially them, in my opinion, because, you know, they didn't have the success that the Camogie team enjoyed. But it was an awful situation. To be fair to them, they dealt with it really well. They got down there Saturday night and stayed and gave themselves every opportunity and chance. But I mean, two games that magnitude in 24 hours was always likely to be too much, despite the fact they put up a mighty effort and just come up short in the end.
Yeah, and I was watching Fergal Lynch during the week, and he was so complimentary of these girls, and let's just say had zero praise for the LGFA and for the Camogie Associations, because it's a disgrace to see this happening over and over again, Davey. And we spoke about this last week on the podcast as well. You know, it's one step forward and two steps back. And we did not think that we'd see this happening again this year.
No, and I know the odds of this happening at the start of the year were you probably have better odds winning the national lottery, but at the same time you can't take these chances. And between the two associations, again, we find ourselves in this very similar position that we've seen with, in fairness, we haven't seen it with clubs, you know, with club football and club Camogie over the last number of years. It's generally been county, which is bad enough, but for it to come into a club setting, and the issue I have is Nafina will probably never play two bigger games than what they played last weekend, like two All-Ireland semi-finals, and been put in that situation with no... I mean, I know people were calling for them to pull rank and pull out of one of the... Like, realistically, that's not a feasible option. So, horrendous for them, but I have to say they dealt with it brilliantly, you know, and there was very... There was very little whinging given out from the camp itself. I think everybody else did that on their behalf, you know. But I'm sure it was deeply annoying for them.
Yeah, it really was. And top scorer on the day was Leah Devine. I think Maeve Downey got a point as well. Who was at Moira Kirby, and the last one, young Cole as well, getting on the score sheet. But just Kerry Cole as well. But it just wasn't to be. For the Nafina footballers on Sunday. And funny thing is, had the roles been reversed maybe on the Saturday that they played, because when you look at it, the Camogues took on Eaglish of Tyrone on Saturday with a fully fit squad, and they went out and they won their All-Ireland semi-final on the scoreline of 1-9 to 9 points, and they're now through to the All-Ireland final in Croke Park against Clonmorris of Kerry on Sunday the 17th of December. What a Christmas present that would be. But absolutely incredible stuff from them. And, you know, never looked really in doubt of losing this game, Davey, after they got the goal early on.
No, they were really resilient and fought hard for that. And that goal was really decisive. And their goalkeeper, Niamh Kirby, deserves great credit, because she made a couple of crucial interception blocks, dealt with a few sticky situations really well. And the goal, which came from Kerry Cole, was really decisive. Kerry finished with a goal and three all from play. They had 3 points from play from Emma Regan, and they also had three frees from Aoife Carey. So it was rear guard action towards the end of it. And again, you have to weigh in how difficult physically this game was and challenging for them in that respect. Like, they literally put everything into it. My take on it was, I think you can look back and say this now, that going into the weekend, one win from the two games was all they could have really hoped for. And the likelihood was that it was always going to come on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Because that was the game, as you touched on, Mickey, that they were fresh going into, and they gave it everything. And I'm not saying they didn't on Sunday, but they just ran out of steam on Sunday, really, whereas they put so much into getting that result on Saturday before obviously heading off in the bus down to Cork. Brilliant win, really, really good win. And what a prize for them now going into Croke Park in 2 weeks' time, the week before Christmas. Outstanding.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, everybody will get behind them. And I suppose the added fact of what happened to them last weekend is gonna push more people behind them, because it should never have happened. And, you know, they literally could be in two All-Ireland finals had it not been for, you know, had someone a little bit of foresight within either the LGFA or the Camogie Association, because this club have been absolutely brilliant on all fronts for Camogie and LGFA this year. And as we said, all roads lead Croke Park on Sunday the 17th of December, where Nafina will take on Clonmorris of Kerry at 3 p.m. And what a day that's going to be for the Na Fianna club.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coin and Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coin and Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
So, Davey, moving on, we have a couple of... I know last week on the We Are Meath podcast, we did give out the all the results of the under-19 finals that we had at that stage. There's been a few more played since.
Yeah, well, just one, actually, as it turned out, Mickey. Unfortunately, the one of the finals had to be pulled because of the frosty weather that we had over the weekend. So that final, I believe, is down for decision this coming weekend, which is... between Rakenny and Knobber and Kilmaine and Wood, that amalgamation. So that's been played Saturday morning, I think, coming. But there was one game, and I was at this game over in the Screen on Saturday afternoon. Turned into a home game for Screen, actually. This game was meant to be in Dungannon, but was moved across the Screen because Dungannon was shut. So Screen were in a very unusual position of having a home final against their neighbours, Waterstown. And they made the most of that home advantage because they won out in the end, 1-15 to 2-6. Interesting game. There was only a point in the difference at half time. Screen were a point up, but completely dominated the second half, completely turned the screw, got a goal 40 seconds into the second half, which was key. And they never looked back after that. 11 points for the Meath minor, Billy Smith. 9 from Freeze. And Walterstown just couldn't really live with Screen in the second half. Probably the added bit of class that Screen had with the likes of John Finnerty, John O'Regan, Billy Smith. Fellas like that probably told in the end. And good success for them. And under the watchful eye of their incoming manager, Mick O'Dowd as well, who will be pretty pleased with what he had to look at, I'd say, from that 19s team.
Yeah, you're giving out a little secret there, maybe for the managerial merry-go-round.
Just a little taster.
Just to whet the appetite. You mentioned the other under-19 final between Knobber and Kilmaine and Wood. Knobber, Kilmaine and Wood against Rakenny, that amalgamation of Knobber and Kilmaine and Wood. Will that be played in Castletown? That'd be fierce handy for everybody then. So would
Oh, geez, I did see the fixture. I think it could be back in Dungannon, Mickey. I don't have it here. I actually have the hurling fixtures, if you want me to give them out. I have 3 finals, yeah, that are down for decision next weekend as well. First of them is on Saturday. It's in Dungannon, and it takes place between Trim and Kilmessan at 2 p.m. That's the under-21 hurling final. In the under-21A final in Dungannon, also this time on Sunday at 11:30, it's Loughcrew Gales stroke Gael Colmhill, and they play Rathmullyne. So it's that Loughcrew Gael Colmhill amalgamation taking on Rathmullyne at 11:30 Sunday morning. And then finally, in the under-21B hurling final in Dungannon, also on Sunday at 11:00, slightly earlier time for that one, it's Navan O'Matney's taking on Dunamore Ashburn.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne and Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne and Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Davey, on Monday evening, we got a chance to see, well, you did, I wasn't able to get back from work on time. We got a chance to see the New Look Meath team for 2024. They went out against the regional All-Stars team from the regional championship, obviously. Meath won out 4-13 to 14 points. And we will be doing a full review on our Loyal Royals podcast of this. But a nice little run out for Colm O'Rourke prior to Christmas.
Yeah, and they have another one obviously coming up this weekend, Mickey. They travel down to Cork on Saturday. That game's at 3 o'clock, I think, at Parky Cueve on Saturday. And I believe it is being streamed as well on a Cork streaming channel. So Meath supporters who don't get the chance to go down there might get a chance to look at it. But yeah, you're right. That's exactly what it was, with I think only two starters from last year's Tailteann Cup winning side, with a whole host of new faces and some players who are back again. You know, the likes of James Conlon made his reappearance for Meath. We seen Keane McBride in a Meath jersey for the first time in a long time. So there was plenty of experimentation, and obviously, as you said, there was the pick of the regional All-Stars as well, managed by Conor O'Donoghue and John McCarthy. So it was a decent game. Very hard to read too much into it. There was a strong breeze and the regional team actually played with it in both halves, because I'd imagine Meath were trying to kick into a strong breeze in both halves. And I'll say one thing, because I know we'll do a full review on it. Meath scored 4 goals. They were all 4 goals that were ran in and batted to the net and then palmed in, all 4 of them. So potentially that's something that they're working on, and we might see plenty more of that in the coming season.
Yeah, great to get a chance to see them out at this time of the year, and of course that means that the cup competitions are only around the corner. Just after Christmas, it'll be the O'Byrne Cup, and then obviously at the end of January it will be the Allianz Football League. So it's all coming around, picking fast, and very, very soon. And on that, Davey, just wanted to mention GAA Go. Not for any other particular reason than they're going to get 38 games in 2024. So I think that's increasing by a few from last year. But what I found interesting, Davey, was that they're going to bring out a midweek GAA show, which I suppose we've all been crying out for God, 20 years at this stage. You know, we always talk about, you know, the Sunday game is great. But like, we don't have a Saturday night show like Match of the Day 1 and Match of the Day 2 on a Sunday, and there's no midweek shows, and we've got Sky Sports doing all these shows on soccer and the whole lot, and the GAA fans have been calling out for this, so that'll be interesting. I can't wait to see what the midweek show is going to be like. Is it going to be a roundup of all the different four, we'll say, divisions of the Allianz Football League, or is it going to be centred on the focused on Division 1 with a little bit of Division 2 thrown in, a bit like the Sunday game?
Yeah, I hope it's the former. I think that's where there's a huge opportunity, really, in that, you know, if you watch League Sunday, for example, when it's back on, generally speaking, you know, 3 or 4 of the Division 1 games will get shown, and they'll show one of the Division 2 games. And then for 30 seconds at the end, they'll run through the results and tables from 3 and 4. So I think there's a big opportunity for them there to really delve into the lower leagues. And I'd love to see it being is much about it being a chat show, you know, and discussion versus just a highlight show. Because I think that's one of the big frustrations with the Sunday game in recent times, that it's all just highlights, which is fine, but people love to hear a bit of debate and analysis. But the way the Sunday game has gone in recent times, Mickey, there's no real room for that. So I actually think if they get the right people, I think it could be a really successful thing. But we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I think Michael Murphy is going to be involved, if I'm not mistaken, and it could be very, very interesting. And as you said, you know, a talk show rather than a highlight show. But maybe, and like, this is going to run right up till the championship. So it's not just going to be about the league. This is 38 games mixed through hurling, league, and championship as well. So it'll be interesting to see the dynamic and how it works out. But something to look forward to is more GAA shows, and that's what we've been calling out for.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer, on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
So, Davey, it's time to move on now anyway, and I'm presuming you've got a few lot of results in for us.
Yeah, first one up this week comes from Enalti, and their results from Sunday night, they had a €5,000 jackpot, and their numbers were 8, 17, 21, 26. No winner of that. They had one match three winner who collects €200, and that was Will Tom and Avery Govern. The special online prize of €50 went to Bino Cussin, and they go again on Sunday night with €5,200. Cortown are next in, and our results from last Friday night, the numbers were 9, 13, 17, and 23. No winner. Five €20 winners were Shamie Herward, Christine Foley, Therese Codd, David Corcoran, and Sandra Mahan. The Trolley Dash finalists, the latest one was Grania Brooks. We had a whole host of Xmas Christmas raffle ticket winners as well, which pulled out. But it all means that we move on nicely to 17,000 for next Friday night. CortownGA.com/lotto.
How much did you say? 17,000?
17 grand, Mickey, yeah.
Nice.
There was one person last week who, she had three numbers and her fourth number was 24 and 23 came out. She was that close. Three numbers. Ouch. And one number away. And we gave her £100 for her troubles. It was a bit of a let off from
her. Yous are nice. Yous are nice, huh? Yous are nice out there.
Next in is Castletown. And their results from the 29th of November. 6,400 of a jackpot, not one. 8, 17, 18 and 19. Lucky dip winners, €30 each to Joanne Gaffney, Shane Hoy, Molly McMahon, Chloe Casty, and Jimmy Carlin. Dunshaughlin from last Monday night, 3,000 of a jackpot. The numbers were 7, 13, 19, and 21. They had no jackpot winner. They did manage five match three winners, each receiving €40. Declan Bannon, Sarah Mason, Colin Bracken, Kelly Bracken, and Thomas Seagon. Jeez, do you remember Seagon that used to play with Arsenal, the big baldy lad defender? Yeah, spelled the exact same.
Could be a relation.
If he's any relation. Anyway, Monday night, which is tonight as we're speaking, they're probably doing their lotto. And it's live on Facebook at 8:30 every Monday night. And it's worth 3,200 euro. You can play it on Club Force. Navan O'Matley's, some sweating in their lotto room as well last week. Their numbers were 7, 17, 21, and 29. No jackpot winner. But get this, these were all the match three winners they had. Rebecca Renix, Paula Miles, Dick Hogan, Barry Dunphy, Idel O'Connor, Linda Murray, James Brady, Brian Cottrell, James Gavin, and Mary Sherrock. I think that's about 9 or 10 match three winners. Like, crazy stuff. Anyway, they live to fight for another day. They go again on Tuesday night. They've got 14,300 euro on offer. The next one is from Drumbarra. They actually didn't give me the... Oh, they did give me the results, so beg your pardon. 4,300 of a jackpot, not one. 30 euro winners were Tina McGrain, Kieran Waters, Amy McDermott, Michelle Nelson, and Kieran Nugent. Kilmainham from last week, 5, 11, 26, and 28. Their numbers, 10,000 of a jackpot, wasn't one. The 5 20-year winners were Trevor Lynch, Kyle Brady, Fergal Black, Rumpo, and Maura Inslee. The Christmas draw tickets went to Jack Inslee, and they go again in the clubhouse with 10,100 euro next week. Manalvi from last Monday night, 8, 17, 22, and 25. No winner of theirs. They had 3 20-year winners were Olivia Bryan, Paddy Callahan, and Niamh Harnan. The next draw takes place tonight. It's worth 5,700 euro. Play it with app manalvigfc.ie or on the Club Force app. Blackhall Gales are next in from the 27th of November. They had a 10,000 euro jackpot. The numbers were 13, 14, 25, and 27. 5 turkey winners, I think they give, which isn't a bad idea this time of year, which is fairly good. Innovative, is as follows: Dennis Fox, Tom Murphy, Kathleen McElliott, and Frank Riley. The seller's prize went to Carmel Conlon, and next draw takes place on the 11th of December. It's worth 10,000 euro, and they've got a reserve built up of 8,800 euro. Longwood, their results from last week: 2,900 of a jackpot, not one. Lucky dip winners were Brona Burke, Kenzie Johnson, and Mickey Leonard. The numbers were 4, 19, 21, and 28. They move on to tonight, sorry, with 3,000 of a jackpot. Ballinlock, 6,200 euro. These are fortnightly draws. Their letters from the last week were H, I, W, and X. No winner. Their next draw takes place on the 11th of December. They had one match three winner, who was John Madden, and the next draw takes place in the clubhouse. Walterstown from Sunday the 26th of November, 8, 14, 15, and 26. No jackpot winner. They had one match three winner, who was John Duffy. He collects 100 euro. And next week's jackpot is worth 9,500 euro. You can play via Club Force envelopes or are also available in Curran's Garage on Johnstown, O'Brien's, or in the club bar. Kilmainham have updated their lotto since... I started this segment, so I better give you this week's one now, Mickey.
You'll have nothing to give next
week. It took place tonight. I knew this would happen as well, because we're doing it on Monday and it's late. And when one sends it, they all start sending them in. Anyway, before we get any more, 14, 19, 23, and 27, it wasn't won, so it means they move on to 10,200 euro next week. The 5 lucky dip winners from this week were A. Brown, Lorraine Smith, David Dunnah, David Grimes, and Grace Campbell. And the final one, I think, from this week's lottos that we're all at this week, is from Dunamore Ashburn. And their results from last night, the Sunday night, they had an 8,300 euro jackpot, which wasn't won. The match three winners were Miles Pryor, Valerie McPhillips, Martina Kent, Jackie Fitzsimons, Niall Brendan, Doogie, Sean O'Connor, and Ina Flanagan. The numbers were 2, 5, 11, and 26, which all means they go again on December 10th, and they've got 8,400 euro.
Excellent stuff, Davey. Central Sense Lotto from the 27th of November. That was last Monday. So the results are probably out for this week, but we're not going to be giving them. So last week on the 27th, the numbers were 1, 5, 23, and 25. The lotto jackpot was 6,300 euro, and it was not won. The 5 lucky dip winners, or 25 euro winners, were James O'Donoghue, Catherine Lyons, Declan Darby, Anne Mungy, Paul Donoghue, and that was it. This week's lotto was €6,400. I don't know if it was one or not, Jeff. Moving on then to Kilmainham Woods lotto from last week on the Monday as well. They're obviously doing their lotto tonight. The numbers wrong were 2, 3, 7 and 21. It was the 27th of November. The five lucky dip winners, because it wasn't one, were Sean Garrigan, Ross Kiernan, Paul Carlin, Amy and Jack Kiernan and Molly Shankey. And this week's lotto is €5,400. And then finally, Simonson's lotto from Friday night, the 1st of December, was €4,400. There was no winner. The lucky dip winners were Mary Gallagher, Anne Callaghan, and Kay Cromwell. And the numbers drawn were 12, 14, 23, and 31. And next week's lotto will be on Friday the 8th of December, and it's 4,450. And you can play that online. And same for all of the lottos that we did. Just check their social media pages, and you'll be able to get the link to their lottos there if you want to do them. Lots of big, big jackpots waiting to be won in time for Christmas. So get out there and do your local club lottos. Davey, moving on then to Instagram. Have we had many people in contact with us this week?
Yeah, we've had a few. Jack Walsh has been on to us, and he said Gull wearing a scarf out Friday night, a bit like Sacha Baron Cohen in Bruno.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha, sorry.
Do you not know who that is?
No.
You don't know who Sacha Baron Cohen is? I will have to leave that one with you, so we will. He's one of the funniest guys ever to live, Davey.
Okay, okay. Michael Tiernan said Jordan Love is the real deal.
Is this true?
He's an American footballer, I think.
Yeah, but what's he like on a wet Tuesday evening in Dungannon?
Dungannon, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Dara Tui says, any word on the new Duleek manager?
Is there, Davey, is there news on that yet? Is there any white smoke yet?
I think they'll have some job interviewing, because I think there's loads of interest in it. I think this is the job that everybody wants, and they're attracting some big, big names. But as of yet, there's been no confirmed replacement for Big Joe.
So there's no white smoke yet from Duleek Bellewstown. Maybe when we do our managerial merry-go-round podcast in a week or two, we might be able to update you on that one.
C. Howley wants to know, is there any word on a new Beliver manager?
Like, it's just mad to hear all these clubs looking for new management. Have you heard anything on Beliver yet?
No, I think they only started advertising really in the last couple of days, so I wouldn't think so. And that was one of the later vacancies to pop up, you know. So, yeah, nothing as of yet, but we'll bring people up to speed as soon as we have it. And actually, would you believe that's it for this week, Mickey? Short and sweet.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't get much on the Fianna. And again, we want to congratulate them on what has been an unbelievable year so far. And of course, the Camogues will go through to the final. Desperately disappointing for their ladies football team losing out on Sunday to Glanmire, but they can definitely hold their heads high. It's been a fantastic, fantastic year for them. And it just, the way things fell, we won't talk about that anymore. But don't forget as well, our Loyal Royals podcast this week, you're going to get the Junior B, We Are Mead Junior B Team of the Year. And we're going to be announcing that. And of course, you'll get a full review of Meath versus the Regional All-Stars team from Monday night in Dungannon. And we'll be talking a little bit more in depth about Colm O'Rourke's panel and what we're looking forward to maybe after Christmas. But look, from this episode of your We Are Meath podcast, that is it. So remember, We Are Meath, why it matters more.